Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Gimel. We left off on the bottom of daf Samach Beis and Beis, four lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shir is again sponsored by Jeremy Herskowitz, Lezecher Nishmas, his grandfather, Mr. Marvin Herskowitz, Moshe Yehuda, Ben Yosef, Zichrono Livracha. Again, we thank Jeremy very much for the sponsorship. His grandfather's neshama should have an aliyah. We have three topics again on today's daf. First, the Gemara is going to be mechalek between when a person has kavana. We already discussed that if a person has kavana for both people who have mila and people who don't have mila, so we discussed whether that is kosher or not. The Mishnah said that that is kosher, so the Gemara is going to have a shita that argues and says, well, it really depends. It depends if you first had kavana lamolim and then larelim, or first larelim and then lamolim. That if you first had kavana for people who are arelim, that's going to be pasul. And the Gemara is going to have three explanations of why it would be mechalek between lamolim larelim versus kavana larelim ulamolim. And the second topic is the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to quote three shitos of what it takes to violate the Isser of Lo Sishchar al Chametz Dam Zivchi, of shechting Karban Pesach while a person still has Chametz around. What is the Geder of what it takes to violate that Isser? And then the third topic is we're going to have a machlokas whether the Isser is only if Chametz is in the Azara or even if Chametz is outside of the Azara. How close by does the Chametz have to be in order to violate this Isser of Lo Sishchar al Chametz Dam Zivchi? And we're going to have two suggestions for the basis of that machlokas. So again, let's pick up four lines from the bottom. Tanya, Achirim disagree with our Mishnah, and they say that Hikdim Mulim La'arelim Kasher, that if a person first has Kavana L'shem people who have a Mila, and then Kavana L'shem people who don't have a Mila, that's Kasher. But Arelim Mulim Pasul, if he first has Kavana for Arelim, and then adds in Kavana for people who have a Mila, that's going to be Pasul. So Maishna Mulim La'arelim De Kasher, De Kula Ar Labin and Bleka. Why is it that when you first have Kavana for people who have a Mila, then Kavana for people who don't have a Mila, that it's Kasher? Probably because the only way it's going to be possible is if you have kavana purely for arelim, 100% for arelim. So arelim lemalanami kula ar labin and veleka. So then it should be kasher even if you first had kavana for arelim, because apparently the gedder is that one is only chayiv if you have kavana for everybody. Meaning one, if you have kavana for kula arelim, for 100% arelim. So what difference does it make which comes first? As long as you have some molim mixed in there, it should be fine. So says the Gemara, possibility number one, there are going to be three possibilities how to explain this machlokas. Possibility number one, lema kasavri acherim, eina l'shchita ela basof. We're going to work with the assumption that acherim hold, these acherim, we just quoted in the Braisa, that they are Rabbi Meir, and they, that part it doesn't say in the Gemara, but that's how Rashi explains. They are Rabbi Meir who holds eina l'shchita ela basof. That when dealing with shchita, shchita involves, is an action that involves cutting a lot, cutting two different simanim in the animal, but only the end of the shechita counts as shechita, that the initial parts of the shechita are not considered a maisa shechita. With many nafkaminas in halacha, whether yesh on the shechita mitchilah v'atzof or in the shechita v'atzof, let's say you only do the beginning of a shechita on kadshim outside of the azara. So is that a violation of shechutei chutz? Did you do a maisa shechita? So we're working with the assumption that shechita is only at the end. Uchederava, and we're assuming like Rava, da amarava adayin himachlokas. Rava holds, it is still a machlokas. What is still a machlokas? Still in what case is it a machlokas? So Rashi fills us in over here that there is a machlokas that we've discussed recently between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi, whether it's fos lashon rishon or af lashon achron. When a person says two different contradictory things, harezu tmura sola, tmura shlamim, takes an animal, says this should be a tmura sola and tmura shlamim. So Rav Meir said, we listen to the first thing he said, it's a tmura sola. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even lashon achron makes a difference, that af b'gmar dvar av adam nitfas, and therefore you have to say that the Rabbi Yossi says that dvar of kayamim, say even that they're both, it's both a tmur sol and a tmur shlamim. You sell, you wait till it gets a mum, you sell it and you use the money half for ola, half for shlamim. So the Gemara raises a shaila. Rashi points out the Gemara, this is all the assumption in these few lines of Gemara, is that the Gemara raises a shaila. What about if a guy doesn't say harezu tmur sol tmur shlamim? A guy takes an animal and is makdish it as a karban by saying chetya ola v'chetya shlamim, that half of this animal should be an ola, half should be a shlamim. Would Rabbi Meir be moda in that case that it's half half, or do we say no, that the reason for a Meir Do we assume that the reason for a meir is that it's nimlach, that a person is changing his mind, and once the shem ola is chal, you can't take away, you can't change your mind, it's too late, you can't take away the shem ola? But if you say lechatzayin, then clearly it's not that he's changing his mind. He said half of it should be in ola. So he's not changing his mind. He's clearly saying that the kedusha of ola should be chal in half, and the kedusha of ola should be chal in the other half. So maybe Reb Meir is moda because he's clearly not changing his mind. Or maybe no. Maybe the svar for Reb Meir is simply that once the kedusha is chal on the animal, the kedusha is chal entirely on the animal. You can't have a half a kedusha chal on an animal, and therefore a meir would disagree even in a case where you say chetzia. So Rava holds adayin himachlo. That's what adayin himachlokas means. That even in the case where you say chetzi ola, chetzi shlamim, adayin himachlokas, it's still a machlokas. Now, in the context of proving his shita, Rava shows that Rabbi Meir must hold ein l'shchita el basof. So it's not really so relevant to our Gemara to understand why that's the case, that it has to be that ein l'shchita el basof. But the key is that in order to prove Rabbi Meir's shita to be correct, you just have to hold ein l'shchita el basof. So if we're assuming like that, so now let's explain our acherim, our shita of acherim. Again, the acherim were the ones that held that if you first have kavana for people who had mila, then for arelim, that's kosher. First for arelim, then for people who had mila, that's going to be pasul. So how does that fit in now? Third line, hilkach. Hikdim molin arelim. If you first have kavan of people who have mila, then for arelim, molin chayli, arelim lo chayli. Those who have a mila, that's going to be chal. The arelim are not going to be chal. Since the shchita is only chal at the very last moment, there's only time for one kavana at that last moment, so it's the first kavana. The first kavana is the kavana that matters at that last moment. Hikdim arelim le molin, but if you have kavana for arelim first and then for molin, arelim chaylin molin lo chayli. So only your kavana for an Aral is going to be Chal, but the Kavana for a someone who has Mila is not going to be Chal. So there's no time to have Kavana for two different things. So if you have Kavana first for people who have a Mila, at the end of the Shechita, that Kavana is going to be Chal. If you have Kavana first for people who are an Aral, at the end of Shechita, that Kavana is going to be Chal. That's the explanation of Acherim. Says the Gemara, second possibility, Amar Rabba, lo, li'olam kasar. No, you don't have to connect Acherim to Rabbi Meir and say that it's only that the Shechita, the action of Shechita is only at the very end. No, maybe Acherim really hold Yeshna L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzof, that the act of Shechita is from the beginning of the Shechita until the end. It's all part of the Shechita. V'hacha b'mayaskinan, the case over here is Kigon Shegomar B'Libo L'Tarvayu Bein L'Moldim Bein La'arelim. In his mind, a person had that he wants to shechlis both for molin and for arelim, for people who have a mila and for people who don't. But that didn't conform to what he actually said. Vahotzi bepiv, when he was actually verbalizing who he's having kavana for, he said la arelim velo hispik lomar lamolin at shnigim reshchita ba'arelim, and he didn't have time to add and also for molin until the shchita was over. So he said la arelim as he was doing the shchita. Shchita ended, and then he said the molin, but it was too late. The shchita already ended. Ubaha pligi, and this is then the machlokas. Rameir savar lo bin on piv libo shavim. Rameir holds that you don't have to have in, you don't have the, what you have in mind does not have to conform to what you actually say, and therefore we only follow what you actually say. So this is purely la arelim. We don't care about the fact that you had in mind something else, even though you had in mind that mixas for people who have a bris mila doesn't matter. You didn't say it. Only what you said matters. For Rabbanan savri beinan piv libo shavim. And the Rabbanan hold, no, you do need piv libo shavim. You do need him to what he says to conform to what he has in mind. And therefore, what he has in mind matters. The fact that he has in mind the molim will make it that it's kosher. So says the Gemara, is that the explanation? Because Savar Rabbi Meir lo beinan piv libo shavim. Does Rabbi Meir really hold that we don't require piv libo shavin, that he have, that what he says conforms to what his thoughts are, or Amina will ask a stira. Elsewhere, a mayor does seem to say you need piv libo shavin, because it says as follows, hameskavin lomar truma, va'amar meiser. Let's say a person is being mafrish, he has grain, and he needs to be mafrish trumas and meisers, and he intends to, when he takes something off, he intends to say truma, but instead the word meiser comes out of his mouth. Or meiser, v'amar truma. He intends to say that what he's being mafresh right now is meiser, but the word truma somehow comes out of his mouth. Or he's taking a neder or a shvua. He says, I take a shvua, I will not enter this house. And he accidentally says the wrong house. I'm not going to get hana'a from this house. And he accidentally says the wrong house. Lo amar klum, achu piv v'libo shavin. So it is worthless unless what he says conforms to what he thinks. So how can you tell me, Reb Meir holds, you don't need piv v'libo shavin? You see clearly over here, Reb Meir holds, you do need piv v'libo shavin. So that can't be the explanation of the machlokas. That's why, says the Gemara, we're going to reject explanation number two of what acherim is based on over here. Before we move on to explanation number three, a couple of things about explanation number two. So how did Rabbi say that Reb Meir holds that he assumes Reb Meir holds that the Yeshlo Neshchita Mitchil V'Adsof, but we're talking about a case where you have Kavana to say La Molim V'La La'arelim and La Molim both, and at the time of the Shechita you only said the word La'arelim, you didn't have a chance to say La Molim, and the Shechita finished, we're ready with only the word La'arelim, and therefore the whole carbon is possible. What if you said the word La Molim B'toch K'dei Dibur? Would that do it? Toch de dibur, generally speaking, is considered as if it's all in the same moment. So the Dvar Shmuel writes that if you say lamolim betoch de dibur of saying la relim, even if it's after the Gemara Shechita, it's tali in the machlokas rishonim. It's tali in machlokas Tosos and the Rambam. Tosos meseches Tmura daf chafeim beis holds that chazara mehekdish petoch de dibur works. If a person is makdish something and then he says, no, I didn't mean to be makdish that, petoch de dibur, that works. So if a person shechts the shem arelim, then petoch de dibur, he says that he shechts the shem molim, so that's okay, you could be chazar petoch de dibur, the Pesach is going to be kosher. But according to the Rambam, in Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, by hekdish, chazara petoch de dibur does not work. So according to the Rambam, l'chorat, saying lemolim petoch is not going to work. Now, the Dvar Shmuel explains that according to the Rambam, that by Hekdish, Chazar B'Toch Kedei Dibur doesn't work, you have to say that Acherim is talking about that you said the Molim. Acherim could be saying that you said the Molim even B'Toch Kedei Dibur, and nevertheless, it's still not going to work. According to Tosos, you have to be Mamad Ar Gemara, you have to say that Ar Gemara is talking about where you say the word the Molim after Kedei Dibur. So this, what's the svara to say that Toch Kedei Dibur should not work by Hagdish? If Toch Kedei Dibur always works, if Toch Kedei Dibur is considered, what's the svara of Toch Kedei Dibur in general? So Pashtos is that why is it that when it's Toch Kedei Dibur is considered within the same Dibur, is because there you can't say multiple things at one time, you can't speak out of two sides of your mouth at the same time. So as long as it's immediately thereafter, we consider it as if it's in the same moment. So why shouldn't it work by Hagdish? So it could be that the svara of Toch Kedei Dibur is a little bit different, that a person's full das, sometimes our mouths work faster than our brains. So a person's full das is only expressed once he's had a second to contemplate what he just said. A person says something and then he thinks, well, I actually said that, okay, and then he's okay with it. That's when the full das is there. Only when he had a second later, after what he said is over. So Toch Kedei Dibur is still part of the actual Dibur. But when it comes to something very serious, if a person has to make a statement that's going to be an impactful statement, is going to really matter in his life, then our mouths don't work faster than our minds. Then we think clearly before we say something. So it could be that when it comes to Hegdish, when we're being Makdish something, since a person needs a full level of Das to be Makdish something, so a person is going to be very well thought out in how he's going to be Makdish something. Another issue that comes up over here, Rav Chaim Ezer writes in the Achi Ezer, he said there is a Shita of Tosfos, that a Machsheves Psul is not Chal. Tosfos over here writes that a Machsheves Psul is not Chal in Machsheves Machshava alone. It only works b'dibur. Tosfos writes in Dibur Maschil, Reb Meir Savar, Lobi'inan Pivlibo Shabim, Mikan Medaktik Ri, the Hadakari Bekal Duchte Pigul, Psul Machshava, the fact that we generally refer to Pigul as a Psul in Machshava alone, Lav Dafka, it's not really true. Deino Pigul Achiyotzi Besvasav, something only becomes Pigul when you verbalize it. Dibur Machshava Talia Milsa, Beshalo Hispik Lomar Lamolim, am I possible? If everything was all based in Machshava, so why, just because you didn't say Lamolim, should it be possible, Rameir? Hello, Gomar Belibo, Nami Lomar Lamolim. As long as you had the Machshava to say Lamolim, should have been enough. So all you need is the Machshava. So he says, obviously, it's not all you need. Obviously, you need to verbalize something as well. So according to Tosos, that a psul is not chal, the Machshava alone, only Bedibor. So what's the Gemara's kasha from Truma? A guy intends to say Truma and he says Meiser, so he said Lo Omer Klum. By Truma the halacha is, the Gemara in Beit Zadaf Yud Gimel in Beis, that it's chal even by Machshava below Dibur. So how are you going to bring a kasha on the halacha by Lamol and Larelim from the case of Truma? Truma is a totally different din. Truma is chal purely by Machshava. So when you have Machshava to say Truma, your Machshava is already chal. And when your Dibur is so your Machshava, the Dibur is worthless. So Dafka by Truma, Rameir holds, you need Pivalibo Shavim. But by Molim Va'arelim, the Machshava is not chal. The Machshava doesn't do anything on its own. It's only with the Dibur that the Machshava is going to work. And maybe then you don't need Pivalibo Shavim. That's Reb Chaim Moses Kasha. So first he wants to say that maybe Tosos holds that we don't find that Machshava works for Afrashas Truma unless the Machshava is not soser what you say. But when the Machshava is soser your Dibur, then the Machshava is not going to work. But then later he's docha that teretz, and then he says a little differently. He says maybe the kasha of the Gemara is not from the resha of this Mishnah that we quote. The Mishnah that we quote quotes three cases, quotes a case of being mafresh meiser and saying truma and meiser, mixing up truma and meiser. Then it quotes a case of taking a shvua sheini nichnas the bayezeh and you say lezeh, or a neder that I'm not going to get hanah from bayezeh and you say lezeh. Maybe the raya is from the case of Shuas and Nadarim, is a case where a person is, because that definitely you need to be motzi bepiv. So it's definitely levate b'sfasayim. It's a pasuk in the Torah that only works when you're motzi bepiv. So maybe that would be the explanation according to Tosos, that that's where the kasha is really from. Is that nogeya at all b'zman hazeh, that if a person means to say truma and he says meiser or vice versa, that in some way that matters? So in the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, writes that hu adin, if a person means to say meiser sheni and he accidentally says meiser rishon or meiser ani, or he means to say meiser ani and he accidentally says meiser sheni, so that would also be possible. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna in the fourth parak of Trumos, according to this, someone who has peros that he has a suffix whether the chanata happened in the second year of the Shemitah cycle or in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, nafkamina is the third year of the Shemitah cycle is a meiser ani year, second year of the Shemitah cycle is a meiser sheni year, so he has a suffix whether it's chayiv in Meiser Sheni or in Meiser Ani or any sort of situation of a suffek, it's not going to help to be mafresh Meiser Sheni and have in mind that if he's chayiv in Meiser Ani, then these peros should be Meiser Ani. Because if he verbalizes that it's l'shem Meiser Sheni, the dvarm shabalev are not going to be kaveya them as Meiser Ani based on this Mishnah. So apparently he would have to verbalize both sides of both possibilities. To verbalize one and have in mind the other would not suffice. There is this discussion over here. We saw two days so far whether yesh l'shchita mitchila v'atzof or ein l'shchita ela basof. When is the ma'aser shchita? There is a similar discussion in poskim about mila. Is mila only basof or is yesh l'shchita l'mila mitchila v'atzof? L'maynaf kamina shulchan aruch in yardei and hilchas mila paskins that if a person is doing a mila on Shabbos, mila b'zman is docha Shabbos, allowed to do a mila on Shabbos, so you should not have two moalim do the mila. To have one of them do the mila and the other one do the priya, the one who does the mila should himself do the priya. And the Rama says he doesn't know what the raya for this is, and Adrabi he thinks we should be makel that this is mutter, it's mamish kechol shavu rabban, and it's considered like a weekday, it should be no different, and there should be no problem with it. So in the Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Breish writes that there's maybe this machlokas is taluy on yeshna lemila mitchila v'atzof, or ain't lemila el lebasof. If you hold yesh lemila mitchila v'atzof, so the first guy is doing a ma'isa mila also when he does just the mila and not the priya. But if you hold ain't lemila el lebasof, so if you only do the beginning, then you didn't do a ma'isa mila, so then you were just stamach al Shabbos. So maybe at first he suggests that maybe that's the nekuda samachlokas. That's what it's all about. Okay, third possibility in the Gemara. What's achirim based on? When achirim says that if you first have kavanah from molim and then arelim, that's okay, but the reverse is not okay. El amar abaye reisha damar simin l'rishon l'molin v'simin sheni af la arelim. The reisha we talk about where you shechted the first simin, the first pipe in the animal, l'shem people who have a bris mila, and then the second one l'shem both people who have a mila and who don't have a mila. The b'simin sheni nami p'sichli be'molin, because even when you cut the second simin, you mixed in people who have a bris mila in your kavana, so that's going to be okay. But seifa, the case where it's not okay, and that acherim hold it's not okay, damar simin rishon la'arelim, simin sheni lemolim, is where you have kavana that when you cut the first simin, it should be for only arelim. The second simin should be for molim. Debesimin rishon alo psichi be'molim. In that case, when you cut the first simin, you didn't have any kavana for anybody who has a bris mila. So that's the machlokes. Is that going to ruin the karban when only the first half of the shechita was we had a pasul machshava? You were doing it for the sake of arelim. V'rameir l'tamei damer mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So Rameir is l'shitaso that holds that even on a chatzi matir, even on a half a shechita, a machshavas pigul could be chal and could ruin the whole carbon. So too, machshavas arelim could be chal even on a chatzi matir and ruin the entire carbon. V'rabbanon l'tamei damri ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. And the rabbanon are l'shitaso, and they hold that there's no pigul b'chatzi matir. So the machshavas psul on only half of a shechita is not going to be considered a legitimate machshavas psul. Period. Now we move on to discuss the iser of shechting a korban pesach while still having chametz. So shishchat al chametz dam zivchi. So says the Mishnah, hashochet es pesach al chametz over belos haseh. If a person shechts a korban pesach while still having chametz, it's a violation of a los haseh in the Torah. Which los haseh in the Torah? So I just mentioned what Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes the pasuk from Parshas Kisisa, lo shishchat al chametz dam zivchi, and that's what the Yerushalmi says as well. However, Rabbeinu Chananel points out, you don't have to get all the way to Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Mishpatim, you already have Lo Sizbach al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So why does Rashi quote the pasuk all the way in Parshas Kisisa? You should have quoted the earlier pasuk. So that kasha is asked by the Tzlach. So the Tzlach has one teretz based on Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, where the Rambam seems to show that Lo Sizbach al Chametz Dam Zivchi is the more correct pasuk. That's more related to this, to our inyan, for whatever reason. But I saw an interesting teretz in the Masifta over here, quotes from the Or Chadash. The Or Chadash Metaritz as follows, that it's a lo saseh that could be corrected by an aseh, because the Torah says ach biyom rishon tashpis somri b'teichem, and on the smach of that pasuk it says lo sizbach al chametz and lo sishchar al chametz, meaning after you mekayim the mitzvah seif hashvasa, then you shech the karban pesach, and the rule is lav anita klasei, you don't get malchus. However, let's say you have two lavin and only one aseh, so in that situation you still would get malchus, because that's a Gemara Maseches Tmura. And one asay cannot be menatek shnei lavin. So why does Rashi quote the second pasuk? Because the second pasuk is what gets you the malchus. The first pasuk would be a los asay, but it would be a lavin itiklasay. The second pasuk is what guarantees the malchus. So that is the isser, a person violates a los asay when shechting a korban pesach, but still having chametz. How much chametz? So the Rambam writes, if a person shechted a pesach b'zmano vayelo kizayis chametz, so you get malchus. Why is it dafka kazayis? This is not an iser achila. So the Minchas Chinuch points out, because kol shira kazayis. The Gemara says that when the default shir, whenever we don't know the shir, is always a kazayis. So normally we associate kazayis with shirei achila, but when the Gemara has the asmachta from the pasuk of eretz chit teina, or when it goes through all the different shiurim from for various different halachos, but the the Gemara has the expression that it's Eretz Shekol Shireh Kazayis, that all the Shirim are Kazayis. The Gemara says, Kol Shireh? What do you mean all the Shirim are Kazayis? There are other Shirim also. Yeah, but the assumption is the standard Shir is always going to be a Kazayis. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af HaTamid. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, this Isser of Shechting while you still have Chametz is not only true of Shechting a Karban Pesach, it's also true if a person Shechts a Karban Tamid while he has Chametz. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says as follows. Third Shita, Pesach Barba Asar, Lishmo Chayiv Shalo Lishmo Pater. If on Erev Pesach a person Shechts a Karban Pesach Lishma and he still has Chametz, then he's going to be Chayiv for still having that Chametz because it's Karban Pesach is kosher. If you do a kosher Karban Pesach and you still have chametz, that's when you violated the Isser. But if it was Shalol Lishmo, so it wasn't a kosher Karban Pesach anyway, Mela, it's not a violation of the Isser. Vishar Kol HaZvachim, all other Karbanos, Bein Lishman, Bein Shalol Lishman, Pater. Whether it's Lishma or Shalol Lishma, you're going to be Pater. Uba Moed, and on Yantav itself, Lishmo Pater, Shalol Lishmo Chayiv. If you do it Lishmo, it's going to be Pater, but Shalol Lishmo, you're going to be Chayiv by the Karban Pesach. Vishar Kol HaZvachim, because the Karban Pesach Lishmo is not kosher the rest of Yantiv, but Shalol Lishmo it is kosher, because that Shalol Lishmo means it's Lishem Karban Shlamim, and you're always allowed to bring Karban Pesach Lishem Shlamim. Vishar Kol HaZvachim, so then you're going to be Chayiv for Shechni with Chametz. Vishar Kol HaZvachim, Bein Lishman, Bein Shalol Lishman, all other Karbanos, whether you do it Lishma or not, Chayiv, because they're all going to be kosher. Chutz Min HaChatos, Sheshechtu Shalol Lishma, except for a Karban Chatos that you Shech Shalol Lishma, because a Karban Chatos is an exception, just like on Pesach, that when it's done Shalol Lishma, it is Pasul. So as long as it's Pasul, you're not going to be Chayiv for Shechting Al Chametz. Now, the Tosos writes over here, B'Shem the Riva, that even if a person shechts Karban Pesach al Chametz, he violates a Los Haseh, nevertheless, does that make the Karban Pesach Pasul? So Tosos says, no, it's not going to make the Karban Pasul. It's just going to be a violation of a Los Haseh. How do I know it's not going to make a Pasul? He says, because there's a rule by Kachim that we just learned the other day, Shana Alav La'akev, that when it comes to Kachim, the only way something's going to become Pasul is if the Torah says it twice. So the Torah is telling us that we're serious about this din to the extent that the Torah Hashem is telling us that if we don't follow the halacha properly, that the whole thing is going to be pasul. And Tosfos quotes that in Tosefta it's mefurish that a person shechts Karban Pesach al chametz on erev Pesach, he violates a los haseh, but the Pesach is a kosher Karban Pesach. He's yotzei yischiyuv of Karban Pesach. However, the Tzlach is medayik from Rashi on Amud Beis over here that the Pesach would taka be pasul. Because the Gemara is going to say that, let's say it's not the person who shechted the Karban Pesach. The person who's makdir al chametz also violates Los Haseh. The person who just burns the parts of the Karban is also in violation of a Los Haseh. And Rashi says, what does that mean? He says, let's say none of the Bnei Chabura had any chametz at the time of the Shechita. And then at the time of the Haktara, the Kohen who was being makdir had chametz in his possession. So then it's a violation of a Los Haseh. Now why does Rashi have to say that none of the Bnei Chabura had at the time of the Shechita? Because what Rashi's trying to set up for us is, where are you going to have a case where the makdir is in violation of the Sishra al-Chametz Dam Zivchi, where it hasn't already been possible because of the Sishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi at an earlier stage at the Shechita, right? Rashi's trying to say, oh, it must be at the Shechita. No one had Chametz. None of the people who were Shaykh to the Karban had Chametz. Then the guy who's Makhtirid, he has Chametz when he's Makhtirid later on. But why do you need to set up a case that no one violated the Issur yet? Why don't you just say, okay, yeah, they violated the Issur of the Sishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi when they shechted it, and now they're violating it again by the Makhtir having Chametz also. Why do you have to say that no one violated it earlier? Must be that Rashi holds that if it was already violated, then the Karban already became Pasul. Once the Karban's Pasul, by the Makhtir can't be in violation of the Sishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi. You can only be in violation when the Karban is still Kasher at the time that you're doing the Issur. So Rashi setting it up, Dafkin a situation where the Isser was not yet violated, because had the Isser already been violated, then it would have been possible. One more ha'ara over here before we go weiter. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda says even the Karban Tamid, that one violates even by shechting the Karban Tamid. So Rashi writes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, someone who shechts the Tamid shall bein Rabbayim on Erev Pesach while still having chametz is a violation of a Lo Saseh, and the Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf that Rabbi Yehuda darshens this from Lo Sishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi. Zivchi refers to Zivchi Hamiyuchadli, which is the carbon tamid. So the Bali Atosis right in Maseches Menachos that someone who shechts a carbon Pesach al chametz violates even when one of the people in the chabura are in possession of chametz. It doesn't have to be the shochet who's in possession of chametz. That our Gemara says also, but the Bali Atosis point out. But what about when you shecht a carbon tamid? Is echad mibnei chabura owning chametz enough to make it aser, to make the person who shechts the karmat tamid in violation of this iser of lo sishchar al chametz dam zivchi? So Tos says definitely not. Who's the bnei chabura on a karmat tamid? All of Klal Yisrael. So if there's a single Jew in the world that has chametz, it means that the person who shechts the karmat tamid, no one is ever going to agree to be the guy to shecht the karmat tamid on Erev Pesach. Who's going to trust that there's not a single Jew that doesn't have chametz? But that's not the svar Tos. It just says it's definitely not going to be a violation of the lo sase. So the Brisker Rav explains that there's a big chilek between Karm Pesach and Karm Tamid. In that, and it's what we started to discuss yesterday, Karm Pesach is a Karban Yachid. A Karban Tamid is a Karban Sibur. There's a difference between a Karban Sibur that Karm Pesach could have 50 people register on it, as long as there's enough for everybody to get a kazayis, could have a lot of people registered on it, so why isn't that called a tzibur? No, that's called a carbon ashutfin. That's a carbon that's owned by many individuals. A carbon tamid is a carbon tzibur. Carbon tzibur is not a carbon ashutfin. It's not that each person has shutfus in it, and therefore any one of them who owns chametz at the time is going to ruin it. There's no shutfus in it. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. And if it belongs to Klal Yisrael, it has its own set of rules. So that's one of the nafkaminas between a carbon yachid versus a carbon ashutfim versus a carbon tzibur. Okay, says the Gemara. Am Reb Shimon ben Lakish. The olam inu chayvat she yachametz l'shochet o l'zorek. You're only chayiv for shechting carbon Pesach while still having chametz if the chametz belongs to either someone who's involved in the avoda of the carbon or someone who owns the carbon, someone who's one of the bnei chabura who's registered to eat the carbon. But in addition to that, the chametz also has to be right there in the azara. If the chametz is not in the azara, you didn't violate this issur. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afal pi shein imo ba'azara. Rabbi Yochanan says no. There's no such din that it has to be in the Azara. Even if it's not in the Azara, one is in violation of the sister. So, b'maykamifgi, what is the Nukuda Samachlokas over here, whether it has to be in the Azara or not? Two suggestions. Number one, Ilema ba'al b'samach kamiflagi. Maybe they're arguing about what the word al in the Torah means. So, sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Does al mean nearby? Don't shecht when chametz is right there. So the Rabbi Shimon Melech Savar al b'samach. Rabbi Shimon Melech says, yeah, that's what it means, nearby, and therefore it has to be in the Azara in order to be in violation. Rabbi Yochanan Savar lo bein al b'samach. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, al doesn't mean nearby. It means when you have it in the world. But didn't they already argue about this machlokas, what al means somewhere else? Why would they need to repeat this machlokas over here? Ditznan, we have a Mishnah Shochei Toda Lefnim V'lachma L'chutz L'choma. If a person shechts the carbon toda in the Azara and his lachme toda are outside of the choma, lo kidesh alechem, then the lechem does not become kadosh. The lachme toda only become kadosh at the shechita of the carbon toda, so the animals connected to the lechem, so lo kidesh alechem. My chutz lechoma, what does the word chutz lechoma mean? So that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chutz lechoma space pagi, which most Rishonim assume means outside of Yerushalayim, that's when it's not going to be kadosh. Aval chutz lechoma is ha'azara, kaddish. But if it was just outside the Azara, it was in Yerushalayim somewhere, then that would be good enough. That would be kadosh. Why? Because v'lo be'inan al b'samach, that you don't need al, even though the carbon toda has to be shechted al the lechem does not have to be nearby. It could be outside of the Azara. And Rav Shimon Lakish Amar afilu chutz lechomas Azara lo kaddish alma be'inan al b'samach. But Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds that even outside of the Chomas Azara, it's not going to be kadosh because it needs to be besamach. It needs to be right nearby. So bottom line is, we already have this machlokas from Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish, what the word al means. It doesn't make sense that they would reiterate the machlokas again over here. They would rely on the fact that we could make the tzushtel, we could make the comparison between the al besamach by the lach metoda and the al besamach over here. So that can't be the whole nekudas machlokas in our Gemara. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Ella b'hasra safek ha-mifugi. It must be that they're arguing about the issue of hasra safek. So says the Gemara, meaning that when you since when you warn the person about not shechting while he still is in possession of chametz, if the chametz isn't there, the whole hasra is hasra safek. Because as far as you know, the chametz might be gone already by the time he shechts it. If we don't see it, it could have been even though it was left somewhere and you saw that it was somewhere 10 minutes ago. If you don't see it by now, it could be gone. So the whole thing is Asra Safek. So they're arguing about whether Asra Safek is a valid form of Asra. So says the Gemara, yeah, but Bahanami Apligi Bachad Zimna. They argued about that already as well. De Itmar, Shvua Sha'ochel Kikar Zuayom, Vavar Yom Velo Achla. If a guy takes a Shvua that he's going to eat this Kikar today, this loaf of bread today, and the day passes and he did not eat it, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Lakish Amr Tervayu, Eino Loker. Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Lakish both say there's no Malkus, but they disagree as to why there is no Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loker, Mishum Dabalei Lav Shein B'Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no Malkus because when do you violate this Shvua? When you don't eat the Kikar. That is done by just sitting still. It's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. V'kal Lav Shein B'Maisa, Ein Loker Lav. Anytime one violates a Lav that's a passive Lav, that he's not active, he's not going to get Malkus. Aval Hasra, Safek Shema Hasra. But in terms of the Hasra, there's no issue. The Hasra would have been fine. When you get the Hasra, you better eat that Kikar, or else you're going to be in violation of your Shavua. So you, even though if the guy doesn't eat the Kikar right now, we don't know that he's necessarily going to be in violation of the Shavua, because he might eat the Kikar in 5 minutes from now. So it's only Hasra Safek, but that's fine. As a Hasra, it's perfectly fine. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Ain't no loker. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, no, the reason you don't get Malkus is not based on the idea of Lav Shein B'Maisa, but rather Mishum Davalei Hasra Safek. V'Hasra Safek Lo Shema Hasra. It's all because of Hasra Safek. If you give Hasra Safek, that's not called Hasra. Av Lav Shein B'Maisa, Loken Alav. But a Lav Shein B'Maisa you would get Malkus for. So bottom line is, they already had this Machlokas also. How could it be that they're arguing about Hasra Safek, whether it's Shema Hasra or not Hasra? That's going to be the whole Machlokas. In our Gemara, in our Gemara, that's going to be the machlokas whether the chametz needs to be in the azara or not. They already had that machlokas. Why would they have it again? So says the Gemara, Amri li olam bi'al b'samach mifugi. Okay, let's go back to option number one. What they're really arguing about is whether al means b'samach. We already said that they had that machlokas also in regard to the karban toda and the lachme toda. How close by does the lachme toda need to be? Utsricha. We need to have the machlokas in both places. Di'if legalin in chametz, had the machlokas only appeared with regard to chametz, hava mina bahu hava dekamer bahu hu dekamer Rabbi Yochanan to lo bein al basamach. I would say, yeah, by chametz Rabbi Yochanan does not require the chametz being in the azara. Mishum di iser hu v'kalecha di isay isay. There's an iser to have chametz when you shech the karm pesach. What difference does it make where the chametz is? There's no kedusha that's going to be chal. It's just stam, an iser. It's a regular los hasay in the Torah, so it has nothing to do with location. Aval inyan mikdash lechem lo kaddish el b'fnim ema modu le Rabbi Shimon Lakish to be nal b'samach. But in terms of being makdish the lechem, that's on the inyan mikdash lechem. In terms of being makdish the lachme toda, so for a kedusha to be chal, you understand that it may have to be in a more holy location. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree that when it comes to the lachme toda, they need to be b'samach. They need to be in the azara. Di isa gavoy kaddish ilo lo kaddish. If they're inside the azara, they're kaddish. Otherwise, they're not. Mididava klei shares, just like we have by klei shares that are only mekadish things that go into them when it's in the mikdash. So tzricha. So says the Gemara. They're only mekadish things that go into them because things need to be put into a holy area to become kadosh. So tzricha. That's why we need to be told the machlokas again in regard to the lachmei toda. V'yashmin on the in mikdash lechem. So why don't you only tell me the machlokas by lachmei toda? So hava amina b'hach kamer Rabbi Shimon Lakish to be an al b'samach di yisik gavoy kaddish ilo lo kaddish. Because I would say, yeah, that's where Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds that you needed to be in the azara because it's kedusha. V'lin yuchametz modle the Rabbi Yochanan lo bein al b'samach di yisuru v'kalecha di yisay yisay. But maybe when it comes to chametz, Rabbi Shimon Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that it doesn't need to be nearby, that it doesn't need to be in the Azara. So Tzricha, that's why we need to be told both Machloksim. What if the Shochet doesn't have any Chametz, but one of the guys in the Chabura has Chametz? Does it say, don't Shecht while you, the Shochet, has Chametz? No, Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Ksiv. It says, don't Shecht Al Chametz. Not when you have Chametz, when there is Chametz. Well, if you're going to take that, if you're going to take that drasha, that even when there is chametz, then that implies that even if there's chametz somewhere in the world, that would also be a violation. That's why the pasuk juxtaposes the iser of lo sishchat, not to shecht when you have chametz around, and lo yalin, not to leave parts of the carbon over past the zman where you could eat it. Lo sishcha l'chametz hanach tekaimele mishum lo yalin. Who's in violation? Don't shecht on chametz that belongs to anybody who would be in violation of lo yalin on this particular carbon. Amrav Papa hilchach kohen hamakdir sachelev over belosa say hol v'yeshnu b'chal halana semurin. That's why the kohen who's makdir the chelev of the carbon is also in violation of the sishcha l'chametz if he has chametz, because he also is in violation of lo yalin if he leaves the emurin over beyond a certain time. So that's going to be he's in the parsha of lo yalin, mimela he's also in the parsha of lo sishchat. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. That's for a suffix. We'll have other opportunities, I guess.